the problem we had with the plaque that was on the original Marine Raiders Memorial on Bloody Ridge kept getting stolen. And plaques from various locations get stolen for their scrap value or just vandalized. So my comment, certainly to the Raiders when they put up a replacement one this August, was have the words etched in stone. Don't worry about a plaque. Because I think it's just a matter of time before a plaque gets stolen. So that was my advice, and I believe that the Raider Memorial is still fine. And let's hope that we can find some way with this plaque of making it foolproof or burglar-proof. Not quite sure how you do that.
Well, it's being found in the Lunga River area. What do you think happened? Whoever stole it just realised this is a bit too hot to handle. I can't sell it to anyone?
Yeah, I think, well, according to what I've read, he was a 19-year-old, so he's a young fella. He admitted he took it. He admitted he was drunk. Sometimes it's kept as a memento. High probability it's ended up in a scrapyard, or it would have. Don't know if the 19-year-old would have been game enough to take it to a scrapyard, because I'm sure they would have been notified about its being missing and would have reported to the police. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens when it's replaced.
This Bloody Ridge National Park, which has now been dedicated, it's taken about 10 years to get this set up. How do you think it's going to work? Is it going to be a big tourist draw card for Americans, you know, families of service people who serve there?
Honestly, I think it's going to be a positive thing. Of all the battles in the famous Battle of Guadalcanal, the Battle for Bloody Ridge is the icon battle. That's the one that people want to talk about most. In fact, recently when the previous Secretary of State, John Kerry, visited, he insisted on going to Bloody Ridge. So it's a well-known site, and the fact that it's now preserved as a national park, it can be the visitor's experience can be enhanced, and it can be a permanent draw card. I believe the government is, if you like, paying a lot more attention to the potential for World War II tourism. There's even a Japanese trail called the Maruyama Trail that was used for an attack on Bloody Ridge. They're wanting to that to become sort of like the Kokoda Trail. So they are paying a lot of attention to that history, which meets my approval. I'm very biased towards that history. Really, Bloody Ridge symbolises all the battles from the east and west end of the island. Bloody Ridge can symbolise all of them.
Do you have any concerns about how the national park's going to be operated, or any sort of precautions you think the government should take to make sure it retains its character?
Yes, it is a couple of things. Leave the holes the way they are. Leave the foxholes there. Don't try to enhance it too much. Leave it as a battlefield. Okay, maybe there could be a fire to make the grass go away and where you can see the foxholes, but it's a very important site. It's visible. The foxholes are still there. Barbed wire is still in place.
And what about squatters?
Well, the squatters, I know everybody's got a right to live somewhere, but there's plenty of land on Guadalcanal. There aren't too many there at the moment. I'm even running the idea past our committee that a couple of squatters that are there now, maybe we could appoint them wardens and say, you can stay here, providing no more squatters come, and keep the grass down, and they can be employed. If you get smiley faces when you turn up at a place, it's much nicer, and you've got some surly people. So there's a few options. There's a talk about putting a fence around Bloody Ridge. I'm not particularly keen on that. I think it's very expensive. It might spoil the whole atmosphere of it. I think if we put signs up at various points that this is national park territory, do not, whatever you're not supposed to do, do not squat, treat it with respect, etc. But there has to be a regular monitoring of activities on Bloody Ridge. You can't go in 3 months later after somebody's set up two or three houses. You've got to get in immediately somebody attempts to move in. So I'd say a couple of rangers would be a good idea. The American Metal Battle Monuments Commission, which spends a lot of money on their monuments all over the world, they maintain the American Memorial on Guadalcanal. They're intending to include Bloody Ridge in their sphere of activities, and they're quite happy to advise and help maintain the national park. So it's got a lot of momentum behind it at the moment, a lot of potential. I think if it had been allowed to become a squatter camp, I think people would have backed away from going to Guadalcanal. So now it's got the reverse effect. People will look at it positively.